Congress has 10 work days when it gets back from recess to come up with a plan to fund the government for fiscal 2016. A continuing resolution looks like the most likely scenario. Linda Springer's former controller at the Office of Management and Budget, former director of the Office of Personnel Management, and she says your agency will be in better shape if you start planning for a CR now. Linda, I'm struck by these ideas that you sent, and you title each of them opportunities. Why do you think that this is an opportunity when everybody seems to be pretty disappointed about the idea of having another continuing resolution? Thanks for coming on today.
Well, Francis, it is good to think of this a little differently for a change, and especially as an administration starts to think about that last year. I think there's several dimensions of the opportunity, certainly from the agency head right through the transition officer thinking beyond the administration. So there are a number of ways that it becomes a good way to set up a number of positive things, as well as the usual ways we think about a CR.
So the first opportunity that you write about is taking stock of ongoing initiatives that you want to complete before the administration ends. How hard will it be to sync up something that might potentially end September 30th of this year with something that might end January 20th of 2017?
Well, one thing that's always important with a CR is that the CR allows you to continue work on things that have already begun or initiatives that are already underway. So if you look at the ones that are most important that have already started, then continuing to operate on a CR becomes a very real likelihood. And so I think it's just important to shine a light on those internally to make sure that those are not overlooked and that they are clearly identified as things that have begun so that they can continue so that you can achieve those objectives and essentially tie a bow on the work that you're doing that's important to you.
You write about identifying funding requirements and how you can protect them in a CR. What if you have something that's supposed to wrap up and maybe hasn't finished or hasn't finished the way you'd like it to? Is there a way to kind of move, I don't know about move money around, but is there a way to kind of stretch it a little bit in a CR?
Within certain relatively minor boundaries, there is an ability to look at money that hasn't been spent or hasn't been obligated yet to see if there's a way that there could be something that's reprogrammed, for example, or redirected. Obviously, something that takes congressional action might be a little more involved, but I think it's the starting point is to identify what those are, what it would take to finish them up, and particularly if it's something that has begun, I think there are ways to deal with that so that, in fact, you can continue to work on it.
All right, the second opportunity that you write about, and we'll put this list at federalnewsradio.com/in-depth later today. You write, for the transition officer, use the inventory of budgeted programs and activities that goes with CR planning as input to transition requirements. That sounds complicated, is it, Linda?
Well, not really. I think it just is a way to use the CR to leverage the identification of programs and projects to help the transition officer to start to be thinking about those as the transition officer does start to take their duties on. And one thing we know is that as a result of the last presidential transition, that there's been a lot more attention to an orderly transition and what the value of that is. The value the Obama administration received from the transition from the Bush administration, I think, has been identified very clearly. And so there's an earlier effort now to identify a transition officer, and I'm using that term. I don't know the exact term that's been specified in legislation, but to get a jump start. And so, again, a CR is an opportunity where maybe it wasn't thought of this way before, but for someone that's already starting to think about what is important to document and identify in that transition roadmap, to see what comes out of the CR process in the way of inventory of programs and projects and be able to use that as an input to the work they're doing.
The third opportunity that you write about, for agency leaders who interact with the public and Congress, use the CR period to highlight the important work being done by the agency. It's a good time for a little PR. Now, I would argue that it's always a good time for a little PR on behalf of agencies, that they don't do it often enough. What makes now a particularly good time for that, Linda?
Again, Francis, you're absolutely right that there's always a good time to be highlighting the good work that the agencies are doing. But I think the CR is an opportunity because there's attention being paid in a broader way by a broader group of people. And also the agency, as opposed to thinking tactically about how to execute, is stepping back and looking at the value of the programs they're doing, why they're important, why they need to continue or need to be protected, if you will, in the CR. So again, it's a natural nexus between evaluating and thinking about the importance of these programs and using that to say, hey, let's think a little bit about how we can maybe do some things to share the goodness of what we're doing. As you say, it's always important to do that, and it's not done enough. So here's a way to prompt that.
Linda Springer, former director of the Office of Personnel Management, former controller at the Office of Management and Budget. We have zero clarity right now, Linda, about how long a CR might last. We've heard anything from very short term, a couple of days or a week, at least to start, to the entire fiscal year 2016. Does the length of the CR make a difference as to how agencies should approach it and manage it?
Well, my experience has been that this becomes a way of life, and agency officials are probably not surprised that this is something that's going to happen. They'd probably be surprised if there weren't a CR, Francis. So I think that clearly the agencies and programs that emerge out of a CR sooner, and there are some where that's more of a likelihood, plan a little differently than those that typically go for a longer time and may ultimately end up even in some sort of omnibus approach later on. So it's hard to say at this point, obviously, how that will unfold, but I think we can say that over the past number of years that agencies have had experience with both short CRs and longer ones, and they'll react appropriately. But there is a little bit of a difference.
Yeah, it's unfortunate that they have the kinds of experience they have with continuing resolutions, and that doesn't appear to change anytime soon, sadly. Is there a way to go back afterwards and measure that you approached it the right way and unfortunately add to those best practices so that if we're in this situation again at the end of fiscal 2016, agencies can make even better preparations?
Yes, I think that's a very good point. Any of these activities can be instructive. I think it's very possible and very likely that agencies will be looking back at the most recent prior years to see what their procedures were, how did they handle this, who was involved. And I think that the idea of the three opportunities we discussed earlier is that this could supplement the normal procedures by saying not only are we trying to comply and plan so that we can continue to operate, but how can we actually use this in a positive way to achieve some other goals, whether it's raising awareness of their good work, using it to help the transition officer, which actually is a little bit unique at this time. Obviously, 2 or 3 years ago, we weren't thinking about a transition the way we are today. So I think the opportunities augment the learning and best practices that have been achieved from the past.
Linda, about 30 seconds left. Does the fact that we're doing this in the midst of transition planning complicate it, or is it just another factor to deal with and it's not that big a deal?
I don't think it needs to be an impediment at all. I think it's just something that brings another player in to benefit from the process and the insights.
Thank you very much, as always, Lynn. It's great to talk to you, my friend.
Thank you, Francis.